Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunt, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Everyone's asleep. There's nothing to worry about. Big trouble.
My American history report.
You've eaten the Boston Tea Party. Not my tennis shoe. What are you planning for dessert, my mattress? I better get downstairs and get you some people food before you eat me out of this room. Keep it cool, huh?
Good catch, Alice. Two more like that, you can retire the side.
Oh, Alice, those smell delicious.
Well, it's your flapjack recipe.
Yes, but you do the flapping. Hey, I didn't feel any shaking.
What shaking?
It would take an earthquake to get you up this early on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, what with the game and all tonight, I really couldn't sleep. And besides, I'm so hungry, I could eat an elephant.
The price of meat, we all may have to.
You know, I think I'll just take all this up to my room, study some plays for the game.
Are you planning to eat all that, or are you going to open your own restaurant?
Don't worry, Mom. Not an ounce of this will go to waste.
Good morning, good morning.
Hi, honey.
Good morning.
You've got to be kidding.
I need energy for the game tonight.
Oh, speaking of the game, I see by the newspaper that the Coolidge High School boys swiped your Westdale mascot.
Yeah, our bear cub.
Those pranks are so silly.
Well, I'm surprised your school took it lying down, because in my day, we would have gone right out and stolen theirs.
You would?
I did.
You didn't.
Yes,
I did. Dad had the old school spirit, Mom.
Yeah, well, not according to the boys' vice principal.
You got caught?
I got suspended from school for a week.
You deserved it.
Well, you were just getting even with the other team.
Well, maybe your mother's right, Greg. Looking back on it, considering the suspension, it was a pretty dumb trick.
You know, I think kids today are too grown up to get involved in such childish behavior.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Walk on mine.
Thank you.
What happened to all the towels?
I don't know. It's wash day. Try the linen closet.
Boy, you sure do have an appetite.
Not so fast.
Slow down. You want to get indigestion?
Easy does it. That's better. All right, that's it. That's it. No more food till lunchtime.
Boy, I keep raiding the refrigerator downstairs and I get suspicious.
I thought you were getting a towel.
Shh. Come in here.
What are you doing?
Close the door. Shh. Did you know you could hear everything from Greg's room in here? From the air vent.
That's invasion of privacy.
You mean we can't listen?
I didn't say that. I just said it was an invasion of privacy.
Greg's got somebody up in his room.
Yeah, who?
Somebody who's real hungry.
You feel better now, Raquel?
Raquel?
Greg's got a girl up there.
Wow. What do we do?
Keep listening. What are you two doing here?
Where do you expect us to go for a washcloth?
What are you doing in here?
Who, us? Oh, we're just in there shooting the breeze.
Inside the closet? On a ladder?
You two are up to something.
Oh, well, to tell you the truth, we are.
What?
Well, you tell him, Pete.
Remember that science project I was working on for school?
No.
Anyway, my snake got loose and it's in this closet.
Yeah. Hey, there he is. Hey!
Hey, maybe you'd like a little guitar music. Who is it?
Marcia. Mom wants to know if you've got anything to go to the cleaners. Greg, is there somebody up there with you?
Nobody.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well, I can't wait all day.
All right, Marcia, all right. You may as well know. Shh, come on in. I guess I can trust you.
Huh? Trust me about what?
Well,
a goat!
Meet Raquel.
Wow! Hey, that's Coolidge High's mascot.
Right. Oh. Westdale had a revenge raid.
She's cute. But why'd you bring her here?
There was no place else to hide her till after the game tonight. At least no place it'd be safe.
Mom and Dad aren't going to be too thrilled about a hot goat.
They better not find out, if you get the point.
Well, I'll do my part, but better tell Raquel to keep her mouth shut, too.
Close the door on your way out. Listen, Raquel, I'll share my breakfast with you, but not my bed.
Hi. Is Greg still in his room?
Why do you ask?
Oh, I just want to change his linen and straighten things up a little.
No, not now, Alice.
Why?
Well, Greg's sort of busy. Maybe better not bother him just now.
Oh, something for school?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it does have to do with school. It's a real hairy problem.
Okay, I'll leave it till later.
Now, listen, young lady. Be a good girl or else.
I better get a grip on my ears.
You talking to me?
Yeah, no, I wasn't, but I could have sworn the closet was talking to me.
You like your ears rubbed? Does that feel good? Look, Raquel, you had a pretty rough night, so why don't you take a little nap?
Greg?
Yes, sir?
I want to see you in my den.
Just give me a couple of minutes, Dad.
Your couple of minutes were up a couple of minutes ago. Greg, I want to talk to you.
Yes, sir?
It's about Raquel.
Raquel?
Never mind how I found out about it. The point is, she's in your room, isn't she?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Greg, your mother and I have never questioned your right to privacy. But, I mean, this is carrying things a little too far. Why did you do that?
Well, I figured I could sneak Raquel in last night and get her out without anyone finding out.
You mean she's been here all night?
Dad, I was stuck. There was no place else I could take her.
Oh, I am trying very hard to be understanding, and I'm losing.
Okay, Dad. I never should have gotten mixed up with a beast like that.
Son, that is a dreadful thing to say about a girl, no matter what she looks like.
Girl? Dad, I think we may have a communication gap going here. Raquel is a goat. As in nanny. You know. Nah.
A goat? You mean a goat? Goat?
Yeah. You mean you thought I...
Sure did.
Oh, no.
Why didn't you say so in the first place?
Well, you sounded like you knew.
The next question is, why are you running a motel for goats?
Well, it's a special goat. She's Coolidge High's mascot.
You didn't, did you? Yeah, well. Oh. That wasn't the brightest move in the world, son.
You said you did the same thing in school.
But I didn't say it wasn't stupid. I also said it was wrong. If you want to know how wrong, you wait till your mother finds out.
Does she have to know?
Greg, you have got to return, Raquel. No way out.
No, but couldn't I do it kind of slowly? Like after the game tonight?
No, look, son.
Dad, I'm in such a bind. If the guys find out, they'll kill me. It's just for a couple of hours.
Well, okay. But just until after the game tonight.
Hey, thanks, Dad. You're terrific.
If your mother finds out, you and I and Raquel may be roommates. Yeah, George, I'm just finishing the plans now. I'll drop them off later. Right. Goodbye.
Honey, can we postpone our shopping till later?
Oh, sure. I have to get these plans out anyway. Where are you going?
Oh, to an emergency PTA meeting. I just got a call from one of the ladies.
Oh, yeah? What's the emergency?
Well, they think this mascot stealing business has gotten completely out of hand. Now Westdale High has stolen Coolidge's mascot.
No.
Yeah, well, we've got to try to do something about it.
Well, honey, I think the ladies are making more out of this than it really deserves.
Oh, it isn't just the ladies. Mr. Binkley, the boys' vice principal, he's up in arms, too. He's even given up his Saturday just to come to this meeting.
Do they have any idea who the guilty guys are?
No, but when Mr. Binkley finds out, he intends to make them examples for the entire student body.
Oh, great.
Oh, thank goodness our boys aren't mixed up in it. I'll see you later, honey.
Yeah. Thank goodness. Well, that's the way it is, son. There's a vigilante committee out to get everybody connected with this missing mascot.
My own mother's one of the posse.
Of course, your vice principal's leader of the pack.
Yeah, Mr. Binkley. Looks like I'm the one who's the goat, Raquel. You can say that again.
You know, Greg, there may be a way out of this if you act fast enough. Because the Coolidge High School guys are in the same predicament as you Westdale guys, right?
Right.
Okay, I would think they'd be in a mood for compromise.
How do you mean compromise?
Well, both sides go from swiping to swapping.
Swap the mascots back again?
Yeah, see, that way the heat's off. I mean, well, provided you don't get caught swapping.
It's a great idea, Dad. You have a fantastic criminal mind.
Yeah.
I'll get a hold of the Coolidge guys right away.
Yeah.
And arrange for a secret prisoner exchange.
Good.
Okay to borrow the car?
Well, I have to deliver a set of plans. You come on, I'll take you.
Thanks. So you take it easy till we get back. Clear. Come on.
don't hear anything. Maybe Greg's out. Listen.
Sounds like those high heels women wear. It must be Raquel.
Sounds like four high heels.
Greg's got two girls stashed up there? What an operator.
Boy, one of those girls sure has a funny voice.
That's no girl.
Doesn't even sound like a person.
Let's go take a look. Must have been one of the guys who lifted it.
Greg's gonna be famous.
You mean expelled?
Hey, come back! Come back!
Come back!
Come back! What's that?
It's a goat!
Come on in, ladies.
I wouldn't have said that.
You did, though. You did.
Just make yourselves right at home.
Oh, thank you.
Alice!
Oh, what a lovely home you have, Mrs.
Why,
Brady.
Thank you.
Carol, did you get new chairs?
No, we just had them cleaned.
Oh, they look great.
Hi, Mrs. Brady. Awesome. Mrs. Dingle. What happened to your PTA meeting?
Hi, Alice. We had to switch houses.
I forgot the painters were coming today.
Alice, could you get us some tea, please?
Tea and cookies coming right up.
Hey, that's great. I'm glad the guys from Coolidge High were as anxious to stay out of trouble as we were.
Yeah, now all we have to do is get Raquel to the park and change her for that bear cap.
Yeah, what a break. Mom's at the PTA meeting. I'll have a chance to get Raquel out.
So beautifully, Mrs. Brady.
Oh, would you like to see the rest of it before Mr. Binkley gets here?
I'd love to.
Oh, hi, dear. Ladies, this is the man who designed the house. Hi. My husband, Mike. And my son, Greg.
Hello, Mrs. Hi, Greg.
How are you?
Well, what happened to the PTA meeting?
Oh, we had a last-minute switch of houses. But you timed your entrance perfectly. The ladies were just wanting to see the house.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, well, don't show them my room. Because I forgot to clean it up. And it's a mess. It's a big mess.
Well, we understand that, Greg. Well, would you like to see the garage? Yeah, no, I suppose not. How about my den?
Great. This way, lady. Greg, would you get the door, honey? Thank you.
Okay.
He doesn't let us in here.
Hello, Gregory.
Hi, Mr. Binkley.
I've already been to Mrs. Gould's house. I hope there hasn't been another change of meeting place.
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, no, sir. It's here.
May I come in?
Oh, sure. Come on in. Sorry.
I presume you've heard while we're meeting.
Something about school mascots.
Stolen mascots. Youngsters must learn to respect one another's property. Today it's goats and bears, and tomorrow it's liable to be cars or even worse.
Yes, sir. I couldn't agree with you more. Well, they're in the den here, if you'd just follow me.
Show you the kitchen.
Back in the den.
I want to show you something. Get the gun.
Raquel.
Come on, now I'll show you the upstairs.
Oh, honey, what about the kitchen? I mean, that's your pride and joy.
Yeah, I'm saving that for last.
Yes, but you have an important meeting, and I'm sure Mr. Binkley doesn't have time for the grand tour.
Yeah, well,
it'll only take a moment, Mr. Binkley.
Oh, no, very well.
See?
Wait a minute. I'll lead the way.
Raquel.
Three bedrooms up here and one upstairs.
The color scheme of this house is all charming.
The two youngest boys have this room on the right.
They fight over.
All clear, boys.
I could never go into my son.
Look how neatly they keep it.
Now just keep it cool, huh?
I mean, this bathroom was designed for both the boys and the girls. And now I'd like you to see what I think every house should have. And that is a walk-in linen closet. You've seen one linen closet, you've seen them all, right? Right?
Why don't you show them the master bedroom?
Ah, the master bedroom. Right, right, master bedroom. Selma, take them over there. Mr. Binkley, there. Just go right there.
You knew all about this, didn't you?
I'll explain it later. I'll stall him in the master bedroom. Get rid of the goat.
I'm trying to.
That's the second goat I've seen today.
Close the door,
Brady.
I'm a Brady, that's my shower curtain.
I know.
Where's the goat?
She's in the bathtub.
Well, go get it.
Be careful, Mike.
Gregory, Mrs. Gould is in the closet.
Wait a minute. Oh, open it up.
I hope you have a good explanation for this, Gregory.
I hope so, too.
But I doubt it.
I doubt it, too.
Thanks for a lovely time, I think.
Oh, come back. Carol, next time I'm going to bring my track shoes.
All right, Selma.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Mr. Brady, I want to commend you on having acted so quickly to effect the mascot exchange.
Well.
And as for you, young man.
Yes, sir.
I think a 5,000-word essay on the evils of mascot stealing is in order.
5,000 words?
Greg, I think Mr. Binkley is being very generous.
Oh, yes. Very generous. Thank you, sir.
Well, hadn't you better run along, Gregory? You have an appointment. To return that goat.
The goat? Where is she?
Raquel! My poor house.
Boy, times sure have changed. I did the same thing when I was a kid, and I got suspended for a week.
I was suspended for an entire month.
Bye-bye.
There, that ought to do it, Mrs. Brady.
Boy, Alice, I tell you, goats may be easy on the eyes, but they sure are hard on the nose.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad Raquel has gone back where she belongs.
Yes. But the memory lingers on.